In the early 20th century, four theaters were built on Logan's Main and Center Streets, mostly because of demand from professional performers working the vaudeville circuit who were looking to make money traveling from major stops in Utah to Idaho. Logan was a logical place to play and contained a community keen on the performing arts.
And you had to have a place for those performers to go or they route around you. And we're still benefiting from that routing today.
Wendy Hassan is director of the Cache Valley Center for the Arts.
But I think it's a distinguishing feature of the locals. Well, here we built theaters, and we built them all across the state. In every town in Cache Valley, there was an opera house, there was a performance hall, and they would go on the road and travel to each other's theaters to perform for each other.
The CVA is housed on Main Street and south of Center Street in Logan. The building is part of the Ellen Eccles Theater Complex, where the original Thatcher Opera House was built and later burned to the ground in 1912.
Funny story. It was the first electrically wired building in town, so the local paper actually bragged, no chance of fire. It was actually reported in the local paper on the same day that the sinking of the Titanic was reported. So big front page story, worst fire in Cache Valley history, destroys beloved Thatcher Opera House. Little tiny story, Titanic sinks.
Okay, let's just all take a deep breath real quick, right?
Down the street, to the north, and around the corner, professional and local performers rehearse at the Lyric Theater, which replaced the destroyed opera house in 1913.
Start with the ego! Go!
It became the showcase theater at the time and is still popular today. This summer, the Lyric Repertory Company will celebrate 50 years since Utah State University made renovations to the popular Pink Place, where musicals, comedies, mystery, and dramatic plays are performed throughout the summer.
Okay, so this is the Utah, and what they've done is taken this beautiful Art Deco theater, and it was a movie theater, so they burst out the back, built a complete fly system up above so that you can have full stage productions. The beautiful detail work that was done on the interior was actually an artist that they brought in from Florence, Italy.
To help promote the unique historic nature of having functioning theaters downtown, Hassan is working with Logan City and Cache County to pass a joint resolution creating a special theater district from Main Street and First West and Center Street to First South in Logan.
One of the things that people that visit the valley say is that we've got a real asset here with our theater district, and that we ought to be putting that out there so that people are more likely to come and visit.
Craig Butters is executive director for Cache County. Having the county and the city involved in the special district, he says, will provide a way to promote the area's arts that have an impact not only in Logan but in other communities.
Even in Lewiston, the theater there actually has a stage, and I recall pictures that I have of my father on the stage performing with the Lions Club. Even the smaller communities throughout the valley can recognize the importance of having theater and the arts.
And creating a joint resolution with Logan City and the county could encourage community leaders in Wellsville, where the county's first tabernacle stands, and in Hiram, where a popular dance hall is located, to pursue similar recognition, says Hassan. There is a Carnegie Library in Richmond, and both Lewiston and Smithfield have historic theaters that could be added to the list of Cache Valley communities where historic theaters can be found. Hassan says Logan Mayor Craig Peterson is working with city officials to review and consider the resolution to establish the theater district. The proposal is up for discussion during the council's next meeting on Tuesday, and then again in July. Reporting from downtown Logan, I'm Carrie Bringhurst for Utah Public Radio.